Friday on our mind is the 2nd of October, and no matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Houston Chronicle reporting on a hearing in the Texas capital city today. Dozens of families and children suing to force county clerks to issue birth certificates to kids born in Texas, but whose parents' identification cards are not being recognized. Lawyers for these families, many of them from Central America and from Mexico, say this is keeping their kids from enrolling in school and denying parental rights. Though people born in the U.S. have a 14th Amendment right to citizenship, the state wants the suit dismissed, arguing that Mexican and Central American consular cards are not sufficient forms of ID. Most of the big city papers across Texas leading with the story of the carnage in Oregon, 10 dead, including the shooter, who was 26 years old. Investigators are looking into an online conversation before the shooting in which someone wrote, "Don't go to school tomorrow if you're in the Northwest." It's yet to be determined if, in fact, the post was made by the shooter or just some bizarre coincidence. Either way, it didn't seem to set off any alarms or lead to a call to the authorities. Instead, lots of responses like, "Do it," "Become legendary," "Make everyone get in one corner and then open fire." This stuff happened at a site called 4chan. Fernando Alfonso has written about the goings-on at 4chan for the Daily Dot. He also teaches journalism at the University of Kentucky. What is this site?
4chan is a 12-year-old image board that allows people to post content anonymously. Because of the technological setup of the site, there is no archive system. Mm-hmm. So it allows for content to be posted there and then within hours, if not days, just completely disappear.
But what's the value then of someone posting at a site like 4chan if it just disappears?
The value is really in just the anonymity, this idea that these people on this site know that they're not being tracked by advertising technology, by technology that basically just scours the internet for any morsel of data that they can use to sell to marketers and things like that. It's just this idea that you can be your true self, or you can be just a total jerk without having really, or what they like to think, any consequences.
But what's strange, though, is that if this is a known site, I mean, is it policed in any way? Is this something that law enforcement takes note of?
I think law enforcement in its history have gone and scoured 4chan, and they have worked with its founder, Christopher Poole, to, with obviously the appropriate papers and warrants and things like that, to try to track down some of these people who have claimed to post on the site before committing these heinous acts.
But this isn't the first time, as you're alluding to, that this site has been the center of controversy. There have been leaked nudes of celebrities, there's been child pornography and that sort of thing. Where should officials be drawing the line here, if at all?
I think it's just very complicated. And I think that where 4chan exists is that certainly they are responsible for disseminating some very illegal and very heinous information. You alluded to the leak of the celebrity nude photos. The line has to be drawn in a sense that the officials need to be paying attention to what's happening on these sites, but they also need to understand that what is posted a lot on 4chan is often just nonsense. It's people just baiting the media and baiting society into believing something that's just not true, which is really at the heart of what was happening with the Oregon shooting and 4chan. Just them, this site understanding that they have this notoriety and they have this terrible reputation, so they know that they can capture kind of like lightning in a bottle if they make it seem like they are behind something.
A lot of times advocates for free speech say that there is a political or societal benefit in having a channel available for that speech. Do you detect a political or societal value for something like 4chan?
I think that's a very interesting question. I think that I can point to my conversations with the founder that he's always said that 4chan exists as this one place where all kind of the awful people can go to spew their hate, and that the internet, in a sense, should almost take solace in knowing that at least there is a place, a centralized location where that's happening, as opposed to it spilling out into the Facebooks and the Twitters, let's say, of the world. And that's not to say that horribleness doesn't exist on those other social media platforms, but there is something to be said that at least this is some sort of pseudo-controlled space where, you know, while it's all under the guise of anonymity, there is ways and there have been ways to track down these users, and the government has done that when things like this have happened. So I think that it does hold a value. It allows people to be kind of their truest self, as awful or as great as that can be.
Fernando Alfonso has written about 4chan for the Daily Dot. He also teaches journalism at the University of Kentucky, Lexington. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.